These are the times that could be called the winter of our discontent. Delmarva Public Media essayist George Merrill ponders the wintry bluster amidst the confines of the coronavirus pandemic.
I woke up to a bleak, cold, overcast, rainy, and snowy morning the other day. My mood followed suit. I just didn't feel normal. Temperatures hovered between 32 and 33 degrees as if Mother Nature hadn't decided whether to ice my neighborhood or just leave it wet with slushy snow. The porch steps froze with a thin layer of ice. I'd have to watch my every step. Most of all, we aging folks fear falling. The recent storm had been 2.5 day affair, sometimes sleet, sometimes rain, sometimes snow, all happening in fits and starts. I wasn't sure what was coming next. It seems to me as of late that the world has been in a tentative state, unsettled. First, the onset of the coronavirus, followed by a search for healing. Then violence and disorder surrounding the election, followed by some order. These things happen not in a straight trajectory, but in fits and starts. So, I'm never sure just what's coming next. I don't leave the house for my studio. The treachery of ice holds me hostage. The world that I knew just before the storm, or before COVID-19, a normal world, is now gone. But what is normal? It usually means familiar. Normal is a fiction, really, an illusion of hindsight. But while it lasts, it is comforting. The virus has restricted my life. It's upended what I thought was normal. I'm cautious now being with others. Will I be a danger to them? Will they be a danger to me? There's uncertainty with every breath I take. I'm living defensively. Snow days, as you can see, just don't do it for me. I feel fenced in by the coronavirus, as I do with snow and ice. I once inhaled the air freely, unobstructed, naturally. I now outfit myself like a robber who goes about his business furtively, masked to ensure his safety. I long for fresh air. The blowback from in my mask tells me I have a breath worse than I thought. Breath fogs my glasses, too, obscuring my vision. I yearn for the ice to melt and the coronavirus to go away so I don't have to measure my steps or my days. The good news is, although the day's weather ended as bleakly as it began, my attitude mellowed some. I'm back to my own self again. Normal, I might say. I did make it safely to my studio. From the window, I watched the geese in the cove as they paddled around the cove slowly, in concert, as if they were one body. I suspect they're searching for the warmest spot. They are silent. Not one of them honks, as if the freezing weather has taken their breath away. They take the weather in their stride. Whatever may be coming next, they know how to stay afloat and just be normal. George Merrill on the shore.